Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready? Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk.
We have the power to stop the bullying. Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
A walk to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
There's this feeling within, I just got tapped in. It's been there all the while, patiently waiting for me to open up my heart and lighten up my load. I'm getting grounded in earth so my soul don't yes, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. There's a static in the vibe. On rays of sunshine we rise. Our dramatic circumstance is cleared away when we join the dance. In the moment you will see, breathing deep electricity, the channel stellar cosmic sounds as an instrument I found there. Love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. Tapping Love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. Oh, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be.
Love, this thing, there's so much more than an emotion. Don't be fooled. Love is not an emotion. You may experience it through your emotions, through your energy in motion, but love is so much more. Love is freedom. Love frees you to be who you really are. Love reminds you that you are so much more. Even when things are feeling kind of fuggy. When you can't see, you can just see your lights of the car. You're driving down the highway. You can't see the car in front of you. Love says, trust. Trust the process of life. We have all the tools and the resources and people and teachers and books to remind us that that is what we are. Everything else sometimes may tell us, no, you're not love. You're not love. You're not loved. And what do you mean talking about love? What's love got to do with it? But when you tap in, you will experience the current of energy. And when you experience that current of energy called love, you may still be feeling a little bit fuggy, but you know that there's an energy running through you that's keeping you grounded, that you can see beyond. You can know that all is well. Things kind of look fuggy right now, but I know. I can't put it in words, because love is so much more than words. Just that inner knowing, and in that groundedness, you can keep taking one step after the other. And then sometimes when you think, oh, my God, I don't think I'm going to make it, you tune into Black Conversations Radio, and we have Tara here to help you keep moving on. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins, and you make a difference. You make a difference because you are. You make a difference because you exist. You make a difference because of where you are, what you're going through and growing through. So don't forget that. Always remember, that you are here to deliver your love in a unique way. The joke or the clause, the small print is, until you really tap into that unique way, everything else just feels like, ugh. Now, once you tap into your unique way of expressing love, you must still have your moment, but your expression of your unique self, your unique gifts, your unique talents help you stay on course. It's like having the compass, even though there might be a storm or whatever, but you know where you're going. You can look if you're going off course or not. By tuning into your internal guidance system, I want to welcome all of you in the chat room, on the phone line, silent listeners disguised as guests, regular listeners, listeners who are coming back who haven't seen. Happy New Year to everybody. Happy New You. I trust that you are having a new thought. And I can give you the new thoughts, but you can create your own. But here's a new thought. Here's a new thought for a new year. Have a new thought that you are enough. Right this very moment, you are enough. And from that place of consciousness, you get to see yourself differently. You get to see your world differently. And if that's still not working, keep listening. Yes, 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 you are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade with Life Conversation Radio. Well, I guess I am. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. Lots going on. I'm going to bring on my co-producer right now, excuse me, to share some of the things that are going on. I still can't do it. They're coming in, and then coming out. So they go, well, I look forward to this every day. Now. I look forward to something on my radio show. So, Betty Piggins, ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome my co-producer. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, okay. This is, now I'm getting, the numbers game are messing with my head. It's that kind of day today. It's just feeling sort of fuzzy, but we're going to move through this fugginess. Now, let's go to the right number. Hello, Betty. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm fine. The switchboard is acting up majorly today.
energy is in motion. Things are happening, and it's like, what's going on?
Yeah, they say when you have high vibrational guests and things going on, you get all kind of goofy energy acting up with the switchboards. And it's doing its thing.
Are you saying we could just say all of this is happening because of Tara? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because she's walking with the one consciousness. She's one with the one, and anything can happen. Okay, so yes. Go ahead, Betty.
Well, you know, folks, each day, my name is Betty, and I will be bringing you the going ons, the coming ins, and the going out of Live Conversations Radio. Now, for our chat room people, those who are new or visiting us, reminder for our regulars to leave a question today for our guest. Please go to our Ask Life Coach Ade page on Facebook and post your question there, and we will get it back. I will get it back to Ade in the order it is received. Now, I am on that page right now and will be on that page during the show, so I will be able to see anything you post immediately and get it back to the host and our guest. Now, for those of you who do not do Facebook, you would then have to go to our radio website, which is lifeconversationsmedia.com. Click the Ask Life Coach Ade tab and send us your comment or questions that way. Now, this is a great option to use if you're choosing to remain anonymous. But, of course, the best way to ask a question is to call in and be sure to punch 1 on your keypad so that we know you want to ask a question. Now, having said all that, tomorrow we have joining us Ambika Walters. Now, Ambika is the director of the Institute of Energy Healing Medicine. She is a homeopath and holistic healer, and she will be sharing with us how to work with our chakras. So that's going to be a very interesting show. Thursday, join us for a spiritual happy hour, creating abundance through ease with Jill LeBeau. and Rebecca Grotto. And every day, be sure to catch our Celestial Moments with Celeste Morgan, who will be dropping some numbers and words of wisdom that will surely help us on our spiritual journeys. Now, to learn more about our programming, our host, guest, and everything about Life Conversations Radio, please visit www.lifeconversationsmedia.com to like the show, to follow the show, to listen to any of our archived shows. Please go to lifeconversationsradio.com. Thank you. Life Coach Ade, take it away.
Thank you, Betty. Life is good, it's getting better, and we've got the energy of the one consciousness. Are you feeling it? Shaking stuff up. Let's bring on our guest. Let me read a little bit about her first. Tara Sonora, she's a channeler of the angelic realm. My singing voice is went out on a gig last night, so my singing voice is still sleeping, recuperating from that wonderful spiritual gig it had. So I won't do my angelic singing voice today because my singing voice is not here. So I just read, I guess most of you are saying, thank God for that. Tara Sonora has been a spiritual counselor and a channeler of the angelic realm since 1986. She is dedicated to spiritual development and personal healing and is committed to being of service to humanity. That's the greatest gift you can give the world, being of service to humanity. Tara's spiritual guides and angels communicate through her to bring forth tools for self-discovery and enlightenment. She works multidimensionally with celestial and angelic energies, including highly evolved beings, master teacher spirit, and Christ consciousness. Wow, Tara's deep. Literally, she's deep. She's wide. She goes there. The energies of one. Tara's angelic spirit guide and soul family have blessed her life in a profound way by giving her the opportunity to facilitate incredible transformations with her clients. Tara feels honored to channel such a loving entity and feels very blessed that one's, that's the name for her spirit guide and soul family, one's divine wisdom is healing the lives of so many people today. And those of you who are waiting on the line to get your reading, you're at the right place. And like Betty always told me, if law of attraction matches up with you, we will get to you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my wonderful guest, Tara Sonora. I don't have the applause now. Let me get the applause. Tara's here. Wait. There's a secret. Computer, walk with me now. I'm usually smooth, but it's one of those
things. Hi, Addie. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, but I'm trying to cue my audience to welcome you in like we normally do, but they're kind of going to sleep today. Oh, there they are.
Thank you so much for that wonderful intro, and it is an honor to be with you today. I'm loving what you've already said, and I'm a fan of your show, and I think you're here to help change the planet in a beautiful way. So I honor your good work here in the world, Addie.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And hello, Betty.
Yes, she's out there behind the scenes. She's muted now. Screening all the callers, everybody waiting in lines, and I want a reading with the one. Before we get to the one, I've read a little bit about your bio. There's a lot of information on your website. I want to ask you from your point of view, from how you see yourself, who are you? Who is Tara Sonora?
Well, I really feel that I'm an emissary from the angelic realms, here to help humanity to evolve into this new higher consciousness. And I really feel that I'm a lucky girl because I get to talk to angels for a living, and I meet incredible people, and I travel quite a bit and do workshops, and once a year I organize and create a World Peace Cruise, where we pray for world peace every day for 7 days. And I get to do what I love, and the universe provides.
Oh, I know that's right. Get to do what you love, and the universe provides. Ooh, I got chills when I'm feeling it right now. That's a whole conversation by itself. There's something, you know, you're a channel, and there's a lot of conversation about being a channel, what it means, and your soul family, your angelic soul guide is called one. But before we go into that, I want to actually ask you channels, because I know people who, when they're channeling, they go into a trance-like kind of state of consciousness. And I also know somebody, it's the same voice, it's still the same person that's talking, and I actually asked her, she's spoke about the difference, which I didn't know. But as a channel, how did that happen for you? Did you just wake up one day and you felt somebody trying to talk to you, or what was the process?
Well, as a child, I would just see ghosts, and it would scare me. I didn't really get that I had a gift. But in my 20s, I was given a book about reincarnation that just changed my whole life. And I started meditating and feeling the presence of angels and spirit guides around me. And then one day, a good friend of mine was doing some NLP or hypnotherapy type of work with me, and he put me into an altered state. And in that state, a spirit guide actually jumped into my body and started talking to him. And thankfully, he was familiar with channeling and didn't think it was any big deal. So he carried on this whole conversation with my spirit guide. And when they were done, he brought me back into my body. And he said, "Wow, that was great. How long have you been channeling?" And I said, "That was the first time." And I was very excited, and it felt beautiful and loving and profound. And from that point on, I said, "Wow, I have to do this." And I just never stopped. I've just been channeling ever since. And it's been an incredible experience to commune with angelic beings. And channeling does have different levels of consciousness or presence, conscious presence, where you can be in a light trance where you're pretty much fully present in the body. But it's like your antenna is up and you're tuned in to the angel station.
I like that. Tuned into the angel station. But can you give us that frequency number, please, to call in?
Yeah, right. It's 1111.
Enlightenment. You get enlightened. You allow the light in. And if you can tune into it, it's there for you. It's actually there right now. You just got to be able to let the light in. I hear that.
Exactly.
That was good. That was good. You're on it. Oh, we're going to have a great show. You're quick. That's funny. I want to ask you this as well. The first time you channeled, were you hearing what was going on? And while you sound like you were you feeling like, "Whoa, this is weird. Oh my God, what's going on here?" Or did it just feel natural that when you came out, it was just kind of like, "Well, yeah, I guess this is what's happening." What was that experience like?
It actually felt very natural, and I was conscious of everything that was happening, and I felt that it was a blessing. It was an incredible blessing. And for me, I had been to a channeler once before that, and felt that was one of the most amazing experiences I had had, where this gentleman named Kevin Cook laid down on the floor, basically went to sleep, and this Scottish spirit guide started speaking through him as though she knew me. And the reading had blown me away, and I was very intrigued by channeling. And I had had that experience before it happened to me, so I realized what was happening, and I just went with it. I didn't resist it at all because the energy was so loving.
Yeah,
and that's really the key. If it's loving and it feels good, then chances are you're connecting to a high being of light. In this work, people really have to use their discernment, because there's a lot of random dead people who might want to channel through somebody, and then that's not necessarily the most positive energy you can work with.
Let's talk about that, because you talked about as a child you used to see ghosts and you were afraid, and you know, even some adults are having experiences that they can't define or afraid to tell other people, and then we hear people saying, well, you got to be, like you're saying, you got to be careful who you're channeling, and you can tell by how you feel. How does that happen? What causes that happen to have dead people who are just born, just looking for something to do? Because I'm dead to just like, let's see if there's a living body I can jump. Oh, there's one. Whoops. They jump in. It's like, oh, I'm going to be mischievous today. How does that happen? How does that happen that someone gets to channel when you say what you said, the negative energy?
Well, what happens is people are waking up all over the planet. People are becoming more conscious and more aware that there is a spirit world. And this is great because in the past, you know, most people were just shut down. And this whole 2012 evolution of the consciousness of humanity is about people waking up. So if they're waking up, they're becoming more sensitive to non-physical realities. And a non-physical reality is that we do live in a world where there are both physical and non-physical beings. And just
right.
like in the physical realm, there's your, you know, sort of lower vibrational criminal type humans, and then there's your high vibrational saints, and there's the whole gamut of humanity in that wide range of vibration. And the same thing exists in the non-physical worlds. And so we need to just be aware of that, that when we start opening up to meditation that we and connection with spirit, that we're not just opening our bodies and our spirits to any random deceased person. You know, God bless them. They're wherever they are. They're at their own personal level of soul evolution. But if we aim high, and we really work with the highest, most loving beings of light, angels and archangels, the seraphim angels, the ascended masters, the Christ consciousness, which is Jesus, Buddha, Krishna, Sananda, Melchizedek. You can just start opening up to those higher and higher energies. Then you're setting the template, so to speak, for working with these higher beings. And that's when you'll get a really good quality of loving information.
Right, right, right. And for me, my knowing is nobody experiences anything unless they're a vibrational match to it. So when you talk about working with loving beings, if someone saying, you know, I would like to, I mean, I think channeling comes in so many ways. Sometimes we can be talking to friends and we're just, there's an idea, we're talking about life and you're talking and something comes through and you say, oh, wow, that was powerful. Where'd you get that from? You're like, oh, I don't know. And I think there's telling where you sit still, you put yourself in a certain state of consciousness and allow it to flow through you. So I think on so many levels we're channeling. But if for those who would say, you know, I would like to do this, sounds exciting, or I've sensed it, I've done it before, but I had a bad experience, what can people do practically to, one, protect themselves, and, two, create the right energy to channel the loving beings, if you will?
That's a great question. The first thing is to do some kind of an invocation prayer, and that invokes the highest power. And I'll share mine because it's just very brief. I just simply say, we welcome the presence of the divine, God, Goddess, all that is, Creator, Source. We welcome the presence of the angels, the archangels, the ascended masters, the seraphim, the Christ consciousness, and all the highest, most loving beings of light. And I ask that I may be a clear and perfect channel of God's love, light, and healing today. So be it, and so it is. Amen. And I begin every session with that. And it sets the tone. It welcomes in the divine. It welcomes the highest beings. And it sets my clear intention to be a clear and perfect channel of God's love, light, and healing. And that really works. And because you're not just saying it, you're feeling it, you're intending it, you're creating it. And from there, you can open to some breathing, perhaps some deep breathing and relaxation, and setting the intention to open up to your personal angels and spirit guides and ascended masters, and then receive what they have to give you. And sometimes it's a message, sometimes it's healing energy, and you can ask for what you want, but then just open and receive it.
You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. My guest is Tara Sonora. She's a channeler of Angelic Realm, and her website address is angelchannel.com, angelchannel.com. She's an author. She's so many things. And we're taking your calls, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Before we take some calls, I want to ask about the energies of One, your angelic spirit guide and soul. Tell us a little bit about your guides, One, O-N-E.
Yes. Well, they're a group of at least 100 souls that have mostly ascended beyond the physical plane. And what I discovered was there was an old debate about whether angels were ever humans or whether they were never incarnated. And the way that I've come to understand it is that the seventh dimensional angels have ascended into that angelic realm through, you know, graduating the earth plane by getting all of their life lessons, and they have no longer a need to incarnate in human bodies. And so they ascend into this angelic realm where the commitment and the focus is on helping humanity. In the Buddhist tradition, it would be called the bodhisattvas, where they've reached enlightenment, but they won't fully ascend until they've brought everybody else up to that level. And so then there's ninth dimensional angels who have just always been of that realm and have never had physical incarnations because there's no need for them to do so. And One is a group of 100 beings of light who dwell in the seventh dimensional angelic realms, and they're completely devoted to being in service to humanity, and that's the group of beings that I channel. And they do have a kind of a spokesperson energy that comes through me that I've come to know as One Who Serves was his name. And he came to me first and had then explained that he was part of this soul group and that as a group they wanted to be called One. So I've been channeling them. Pardon?
No, I was saying it's interesting. As a group, want to be called One. We talk about the One consciousness, the Christ consciousness, and the fact that they want to be called One. And I think we talk about them as they and he or she. And I know that for me, what I sense and what I've just my study and my work is, it's literally. I mean, I just have to say, it's impossible to use words to express what's going on in the spiritual realm completely, because words are limiting. Words is like, you know, it's like you got to translate it. I always say when you try and define God or define love, you limit the experience. And so one thing that I've always thought of, the non-physical beings, the angel and the seventh dimension and ninth dimension, are they actually male or female? Or is that it's just, it feels to the channeler, like in this case you, as a masculine energy. That's why you say male and or female.
Well, yes, they can have the vibrational alignment, you might say, with a little more of a masculine energy or a feminine energy. But the higher you get, the more androgynous you become, because gender becomes irrelevant and you exist as a light body, as a soul. And energetic interactions are not about genitalia. They're about merging of your souls in oneness. And, you know, bliss states of consciousness are reached in those higher dimensions where, gender becomes not really an issue. But yes, if these angels have evolved beyond all their human lifetimes, they may have an affinity towards being more masculine or more feminine, or they may take on an individuation or an individual identity that is more masculine or more feminine. So that's why you'll see male angels or female angels, and it's more or less embodying that energy.
Okay. Okay, got it.
Because in your light body, you can be anything you want to be.
That's right, because you are the one. It's your world. Yeah. You can create what you want to create. You can be a female one day and a male the next day. It's like, I've walked a mile in your shoes. I know how you feel, because I have the light.
We're going to take a quick break. The number is 347-426-3346, and when we come back, we're going to start doing some readings. We've got people lined up. They want an angelic reading. Before we go, before we take the break, Tara,
yeah.
Do you want listeners to have a particular question? Because quite a few people are saying they want an angelic reading. They just broad. Is that fine, or do you want it to be a little bit more specific?
Well, specific questions are always great, because then we can really get to the point of helping someone in a specific way. But if someone would like just a message from their angels, that would be fine. And today I'm going to be doing a combination of conscious channeling and trance channeling, so I'll be kind of in and out. There might be some different fluctuations with my voice as one comes in sometimes with a little bit of an accent. But we'll see how it goes, and people can ask whatever they want to ask. I usually just ask for name and date of birth. But for, you know, people's confidentiality, we can just take first name and their date of birth without the year, and that just helps me find them on a soul level and tune into them.
Right. Okay, that sounds good. So, listeners, when we come to you, have your remember who you are, your date, and the month. You don't need the year. And, yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to meeting one. I hope one shows up, because I want to talk to one.
Okay, we'll bring him in then.
Yes, bring him in. Bring him in. I want to meet all of them at one. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Woo! Oof, this is, I'm getting goosebumps. We're going to make this commercial break real quick. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
That's right. We do the best hosting on the planet, so you don't need to listen to any other radio network unless you want to. But
always stop here because we are hanging with the one. If you want to meet the one, if you want to be with the one, LifeConversationsRadio.com is where it's happening. And we're taking your questions as well on Life Coach Ade fan page on Facebook. Now, when you post your question on there, don't post under a post. Just put it where it says, what does it say again? I don't know what it says. Something. I'm trying to go there right now. So it's easy for Betty to see your post. As much easier. Let's see. Here it comes. And then we're going to do some readings. And also we have Celestial Moment coming up with Celeste Morgan. And about 1 o'clock area. Let's see. Yeah, where it says status. You just put it in there, and it makes it easy for us to get to it. The phone number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. My guest is Tara Sonora, a channeler. She does all... everything that the one wants her to do. So here we go. Let's go to the first caller. Our regular caller in. Let's go to Gwen. Hello, Gwen. How are you doing? Nice to hear you. Happy New Year to you.
Hi. I'm well. How are you?
I'm good.
Hello, Gwen. Good.
Hi. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Mm. I am well. Thank you.
So what's your question?
Actually, I would actually love an angel reading.
Okay.
Well, I think that I need to probably step aside and allow the energies of one to come in.
Okay.
And the way that I do that is I'll just take some deep breaths. And since you're our first caller, Gwen, I'll be just taking a moment with you to bring in the energies of one. So don't be alarmed when my voice changes. As I said, one has a little bit of an accent. And instead of doing conscious channeling today, I'm going to just go right into it and do full trance and bring them on in.
Are you saying one is not? You're saying one is not an American? He's from a different country.
Well, since they're ascended from a collective of thousands and thousands of lifetimes. They seem to have a fondness for the Celtic region of the world, and sometimes it's a bit of a Celtic accent that comes through. So I can't control it. It's just they have their own way of speaking. So so I'll go ahead and bring them on in, and at some point it'll be me coming back, but we'll let one answer all the questions today. How's that, Addie?
It's so exciting. Bring it. I'm ready.
Bring it on.
Let's do it. Bring it on. Yes,
all right. It just takes me a few seconds to drop into trance.
Sure.
So I'll talk to you later. And here's one. One moment.
See you when you get back. Yes, you're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade and Life Conversations Radio, 347-426-3346. Tara is going in, and one will come out.
Yes, greetings, dear ones. We are the energies of one. And hello, dear Addie.
Hello
dear
How are
Gwen.
Hello.
Good. Indeed, we are most pleased to have this time and to speak with all of you, the listeners as well. We send our love and our blessings to everyone. Indeed, we invite you to open to the angelic realms and to receive all the love that is there for you. And we know that there is someone named Gwen that is here. Yes, hello, Gwen.
Yes, hello. Hello, one.
Hello, dear one. We welcome you. And you have asked for a little bit of a angel reading today, yes?
Yes, thank you.
Yes. Do you have any specific question for us or just like us to tune in to you?
I would love for you to tune in to me.
Yes. Well, we feel what a loving soul you have, dear one. Indeed, you have a genuine desire to serve humanity. You have what we call the soul essence of the healer, one that embodies great compassion for humanity, as well as a genuine wisdom and a kindness to serve others. We feel that you would be the most happy in this life when you give. You would agree, yes?
Yes. Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Gwen? Okay.
We are conversing with Gwen, yes? Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Yes, you would agree that you are the most happy when you are giving, yes?
Yes.
Yes, and so as part of this, There is undoubtedly a life lesson for you around having healthy boundaries with people and also being sure that you take good care of self. It is easy for you to give and give and self-sacrifice, and we feel that this is a time to open to that greater balance of taking good care of self and recognizing the need to have healthy boundaries with people. And this is actually very common among those who are here to be the healers, the teachers, the counselors, the guides for others. But clearly, Gwen, you have a good and loving heart that is here to serve. Your own angels do work through you to assist all areas of life. And we feel that it is very important to take time for meditation and prayer to open up to the direct guidance for yourself as well as healing energy for yourself. But Gwen, indeed, you are a lovely soul. And is there anything specific we can address for you?
Actually, I'm excited about the new year.
Yes.
And I truly feel that my life is blessed. It's blessed in so many ways. And I'm just looking forward to walking into a new life. Is there anything that I need to know moving forward?
Yes, it is to trust your psychic and intuitive abilities because you are wide open, dear one. Clearly, you have very clear and open gifts, and you're stepping into this new year with that expanded consciousness, that deeper ability to really sense and know what's going on around you, as well as feeling a greater sense of comfort with yourself, a greater self-confidence, a greater feeling of being in good command of your life. Because now that you are more conscious and more aware, you are making consistent positive choices for yourself. So this is wonderful.
Yeah.
Because you are clearly in a very empowered state from your own self-work. So you've done very good work on yourself, Gwen, to heal beyond the issues and beyond resentments and to really approach life from that loving and graceful perspective. So we feel more of that this year for you and more expansion. And more opportunities to touch the lives of greater and greater numbers of people. So we want you to be open to the opportunities that arise around teaching or sharing or coming together with other groups and sharing your wisdom, your love with people in a way that really makes a difference in their lives. Because you do have a high life mission and life purpose, Gwen. You're here to really do God's work in a beautiful way.
Yes.
And so embrace it with joy and excitement. So good work, Gwen, and we see a very wonderful 2012 for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you
so very
thank
much.
Thank you, Gwen.
Oh, you're
thank
welcome,
you
Gwen.
Much.
Our love and blessings to you, dear one. Good day.
Blessings. Thank you. God bless.
You're welcome. Keep up the good
beautiful
work and call upon your angels. They are there for you.
I will. I will. Oh, blessing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Gwen.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to go to our next caller. It's Cindy from Florida. Let's go to Cindy from Florida. Let's try this. There we go.
Hello, Cindy. Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm very blessed to be able to speak with you today.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you, Cindy. We are blessed to connect with your soul today. How can we help you?
I was wondering if you could give me some specific help on how to increase my finances, what you see coming for me so I can make a residential move, and if you see that happening this month, I'll be able to complete it smoothly.
Yes, Cindy. We feel that you have such an intelligence and wisdom about you that you have a lot to give. You have a lot of talents and abilities that can be income-producing for you. We feel that, yes, there's always, you know, jobs that provide those regular paychecks, which can provide that consistency of income, which is comforting to so many. But for you, we also see entrepreneur energies. We feel that having your own business, even if it is something that you, you know, build on the side and grow over time, it certainly can produce larger and larger income for you. Are you currently employed and thinking about a side business?
I'm kind of doing both. I am employed as an independent salesperson for a company. And,
good.
That is just kind of slow, so I also work for myself doing additional things for income.
Good. Well, we see that growing. We feel that there's more networking to be done to help get the word out about your gifts and your abilities, to not be so shy about talking to people. We know that when you are in your sales job, you can talk about things with great ease, but it's a little harder for you to promote yourself. But we feel that you're growing in confidence and growing in your own a sense of purpose here, and we feel the greater income coming in through the through your own businesses, and also you can apply spiritual principles of abundance to both ventures, to your regular job and to your business, by aligning with the feeling of abundance. This is to know truly that you live in an abundant world, that there is plenty for everyone, there is a surplus for everyone, and that you are worthy to receive it, and that to start assuming that the universe loves you and the universe wants to give you tons and tons of money so that you can have all that you need, all that you desire, and just be in that consciousness that money comes to you in multiple ways, and that you welcome it, you lovingly receive it with gratitude. And so just get in that prosperity consciousness of feeling worthy of it, and it will come. And the move will go well. We see that things are falling into place. Your angels are wanting you to know they're working on it, and that it is about timing and divine synchronicity. So trust in that greater divine timing, and trust that as you desire to serve, the universe will bring you those to serve. We hope that's helpful.
Very, very much so. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Believe in yourself, dear one. You have a lot of love in your heart, and people need the love, as you know.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Indeed. You're welcome.
You're welcome, Cindy. Thank you for calling. All right, Juan, we want to take a question from the chat. So the caller or the listener is not on the phone line, but her name is Carolyn. Her date of birth is October 4th, and she just wanted a general reading.
All righty. Well, let us find Carolyn of 10-4. Let us connect with her soul a moment. Well, as we connect with this Carolyn, we feel that she has a great passion for life and a great excitement and a desire to experience more and more and more of this life and travel the world. And it feels to us that she is wanting to step more fully into her gifts, into her spiritual gifts and abilities, and to step more into the trust. This is key because she's battling with some second guessing and self doubts and some old self sabotaging behaviors that may arise from time to time. But really, she can rise above all that and just be in that place of self love. That is the most important thing, to not be afraid to put herself first, and to recognize that her hopes, dreams, and wishes are needing to be fulfilled. It's as though there are some things inside of her that can no longer wait. And this is true for a lot of people who are feeling this 2012 energies as a feeling of impetus, like I've got to get going on these projects. I've got to go forward with what I'm really meant to do here, and that anything else feels like you're floundering or wasting your time. So we feel that for her, there are some re-priorities, reprioritization to help sort and sift and let go of what no longer serves and really step into her power with what she wants to create. It's time for her to live her dream and to no longer self-sacrifice in the name of love for others, but to stay on that focused, committed track of fulfilling what she is here to do. And we feel that once she does that and makes that commitment and just goes for it, we see such beautiful and wonderful things happening for her that she really has to believe in that and know it, that she can create it. So we're excited for her because she's stepping into this embodiment of her passion. And we wish her well and, of course, remind her to call upon her angels as they will assist her every step of the way. But she has to trust in the divine synchronicities, trust in these events unfolding of themselves, and they will. But she's taking command of it. She's saying, this is what I want, I'm going for it, and it will happen. So that's our message for her, and for
who
may relate to it.
And actually, that's a good point, because I want to ask you this question once. You know, as you were talking, I was thinking about times that I've got a reading and things that are said to me. It's most times there's usually a confirmation of what I feel, what I sense already. And so I usually can say if a reading was good based on if it confirmed what I know, even though I may have been doubting it. What I want to ask you is, I believe that we all know what we're here to do, what to do. But it seems like there are things we do to block ourselves from being our full self. What are the things that we do when we take on this human body that blocks our unique gifts and talents?
Well, one is that people love people. It's the nature of being human. But sometimes there are these dysfunctional approaches to love where one feels that they must take on all the burdens and the problems of everyone they love. And this is very common, that people that are empathic, who feel things, will feel the suffering of others around them. And this creates a block because it keeps someone who does that stuck in those energies. And if each one were instead to take the viewpoint of the higher self and simply rise above the dramas and the suffering, and to hold the space of love and compassion, you know, like the Buddha or Kuan Yin or Jesus or Mary, and just hold that place of compassion and love for the people that you love without getting enmeshed in the heaviness of whatever they are carrying, whatever their karma lessons or path may be, and to let go of those unhealthy cords, attachments that can consume someone. So if one practices the art of healthy detachment and rises into the higher self viewpoint, then you're free. You free yourself of the burdens of the world and the suffering of the world. And you focus more upon how can I serve in the highest and greatest good. And when you're just simply in alignment with serving in the highest and greatest good of all, then good things start to happen. And yet, you know, you're still human, so you will still have, you know, challenges. It is part of the learning process, the soul evolution process. So, but one can live in a place of higher consciousness where challenges that arise are just viewed as a little pebble in the path, not a boulder in the road, you see. You start looking at life and reality from the viewpoint that all is manageable, that that you can handle it, that that you can live your life from that place of grace. So once people make that alignment, then spiritually manifesting everything opens up very powerfully.
Mm. This kind of triggered something for me as you were talking, how humans, we like to, you know, take on other people's burden. One of the things that I work through is, I mean, my work involves talking to people and supporting them to step into their greater yet to be, or things that they really want to do just to remove the blockage. And what I find is people that are close to me, when they're going through challenges, I can still support them, hold them in their highest of highs, but there are times where I feel like what they're going through, I feel heavy emotionally. And sometimes I wrestle between it's like I don't even know how to let it go because they're so close to me, and emotionally I'm just heavy. Now, I do my work to free myself, but sometimes it just zaps my energy. So I want to ask you, what are practical things I can do to help me in that process? Because I'm always talking to somebody. I got friends, I got people I'm helping, I'm doing coaching. And there are times where emotionally I just feel like, ugh, and I have to, even stuff that I'm dealing with, emotionally I just get heavy and then I have to try and figure out how to get myself back into alignment. I have things that I do, but I would like to hear, to hear what you would say.
Yes, good question. Indeed, the nature of being human is that you have an emotional body, and we don't recommend that everyone become automaton robots, you know, that you become unfeeling, but that you have a sense of being in command of your emotions. And yet, yes, sometimes it will just overcome you, and you've got to just immerse yourself in it. Sometimes, you know, one may need a good cry, or one may need to just, you know, express some growling noises to emit energy in a way that releases. And sometimes you've got to talk it out with someone to clear the air. Sometimes you've got to let someone else be your therapist, you know, to just have someone hear you out. And that often releases it. So we encourage people to rely upon each other, that especially the light workers, that you come together and really be of mutual support to one another, because all of you are processing, not just on behalf of yourselves, but all of humanity. Often the light workers are tapping into this collective consciousness of humanity and feeling all of it, or perhaps you're tapping into a whole stack of karma from many, many lifetimes, and that this is finally the lifetime that it's going to be dealt with and healed and released for good. For example, through the power of AA, there have been people who have stopped the generations of drinking, for example. You know, there are in some families generations upon generations of alcoholics, and people are stopping it. And so this is a time of great empowerment for people, where the processing does get very intense at times because it's being processed on a greater scale than what the microcosm situation might actually look like. So with that said, to answer your question, one can surrender it to God more and more and more, you know, to pray, to ask for God's intervention, ask for God's help to relieve this burden from you, to take this energy from you, because clearly it is it does not need to be held on to.
Right.
It has its purpose. So therefore, looking at what is the purpose of this emotion or this feeling, and what is the lesson or what is the wisdom that I can gain from it, and be really clear in that, and then you say, all right, I've got it. Thank you, universe. I release it. I pray for everyone's highest and greatest good. I know that I've done what I can do, and now it is in God's hands. And that is so important. Also, calling upon your own angels and spirit guides to send you healing and clearing energy. That's very powerful. Another thing is perhaps there needs to be forgiveness of someone. And that's very powerful. And then you can always visualize like a shower of white, opalescent healing light just flowing over the body, but through the body, through your soul, cleansing and purifying your spirit, like a beautiful tropical waterfall that's just the right temperature, and you just step under it, and all this beautiful pearlescent, opalescent light just flows through the body, washing away all that is not of the light. And so that's always a good technique, or to lay in the river of life, you know, and just let the life force of Mother Earth heal and cleanse, or work with Saint Germain and the violet flame, or there's a million different techniques, but just one.
Right. Thank you.
Use what
you.
Works, in other words, yes?
That's right. We're going to take another call, but before we do that, I just want to remind those of you who are just joining us, my guest is Tara Sonora. Right now, she's channeling a group of angelic spirit guides and soul family called One. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. You're going to get to your questions from Life Coach Ade Page, but now we're going to go back to the phone lines. We're going to Tony in Utah. Hello, Tony. How are you?
All right. How are you today, Ade? How's everyone else and the one today?
No, we're doing quite wonderful, Tony. It is nice to connect with you.
Oh, thank you. I have a
question
regarding...
And how may we help you today, dear one?
Sure. I have a question regarding, I guess it's in the area of work and career. I got a lot of things on my plate at the moment, and I'm wanting to see what guidance and direction the angels and spirit guides are directing me as far as growing the business, becoming more financially stable, and just what I should be focusing on or what they feel I should be focusing on to have it become more visible and used in the community.
Yes, and what type of business do you have now?
Oh, it's a therapeutic business with youth, so it's counseling mainly, but we do seminars and other presentations in the community as well.
Well, we feel, Tony, you're doing wonderful work, and just be all right with wearing many hats and having a lot of things on your plate, because it's going to be that way for a while, and you know, things will fall away that do not fit the paradigm of excellence that you wish to present. In other words, it is good to have this very high standard that you have, that you provide loving, positive service to people, that you are focusing your efforts in areas that are profitable and do support the greater good of all. And then you'll see that certain things may fall away, know that are not calling to you as strongly, and this will help the sorting and sifting process and prioritize just helping people as you do, and there will be these some of the service work you do may not be specifically profitable in the moment, but you are making good connections and establishing a foundation of consistent positive service that builds over time. But we also see some more networking opportunities for you, as well as offering perhaps some a retreat. You might want to put together some kind of a retreat that's either a full Saturday or a weekend that would be very good, very, very enjoyable for the people involved, as well as profitable for yourself. We also feel that there are some new seminars and workshops in this coming year that will be tailored to mainstream, and then we see other programs that are tailored to the spiritually awake and aware population. So you will be sort of bringing people over to the conscious side by presenting in a perhaps to mainstream unawake people and helping to wake them up, you know, and this is part of your mm-hmm. calling. You know this, yes?
Yes, it is. Do you think part of it, the calling, has to do with writing as well?
Yes, we do feel that you have a gift for this, and that there are several books within you that want to come forward. And you can start with, of course, article writing is a good way of sort of getting your feet wet in the publishing world, and to recognize that you have a very strong inner voice that wants to be shared. And you have a lot of good wisdom for young people that can be coalesced into a book for teens to help them in their conscious co-creation of their reality. The young people of the world so need the tools and techniques for consciously manifesting what they desire in life. And they need the confidence and the self-love boosting to help them feel good about what they're creating.
Mm.
And
they actually
believe in
you.
Themselves. That's so important.
Yeah.
So you're
and
doing
actually,
good work, Tony, and we feel
great.
That you're on the right track with it. So keep up the good work, dear one.
Well, thank you, and thank you for the reading, and I particularly like the advice or the insight you gave on the book because I seem to be being prompted to a book, and I have all these ideas, but I think you just helped me to determine the first one. So thank you.
You're very welcome, dear one.
And have a great day. Thank you for being on the show. You're wonderful.
Thank you, dear
Thank you,
one, and you are wonderful as well.
Okay,
so
bye.
So it is. One, we want to take another question from the chat, if you will, Life Coach at a page. They're not on the line. So this is Laverne. She is March 11th. She just wants a reading, a general reading, March 11th. Her name is Laverne.
All right. Indeed, as we connect with this Laverne, we feel this very sweet and loving energy with her. We feel that she's very connected to the angelic realms, and that it is important for her to take the time to meditate and to connect directly with her angels. It seems they have a lot to tell her, and that they really want to guide her in her interpersonal relationships. She's having some things are showing up where she has very strong integrity, but not everyone in her life has that same level of integrity. And so she's a bit of an older soul, and that she has young souls in her life who are creating some drama and stress. And we feel that her angels want to help her in discerning her appropriate boundaries with these people. And they want to help her in opening up her angel communication skills. We feel that she is going to be a channeler of angelic wisdom, that all of that is right there. It's like hovering right over her head right now. And she just has to open up the dam, you know, and just let it burst through. And there's a whole group of angels that are with her, wanting to not only guide her in her personal life, but then help her to channel that wisdom for others. So she's going to be embarking upon a greater spiritual awakening this year, greater spiritual opening that is going to trigger her own channeling gifts and abilities. And we hope she goes for it because she is safe and protected. And we do encourage her to work with Archangel Michael for protection and to feel his presence around her, protecting her, keeping her safe. And that in that love and safety, she can open up to the higher realms and receive a very pure frequency of love and truth. So we want to encourage her in that.
Thank you.
All right, and we send her our blessings.
Yes. Let's go to Tamara Joyce. Tamara,
yes.
You're live.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. My birthday is February 23rd. And I wondered, I feel like I have my purpose in terms of my artwork and my relationships, but my health has been extremely challenging and my energy level. And I feel like I have kind of run out of things to try, and I wondered if the angels had any advice or thoughts about that area of my life.
Yes, indeed. And your name again, dear one?
Tamara.
Tamara, yes. Hello, Tamara.
Hello.
Indeed, we can feel the exhaustion. And part of it is that you are an empath, and you do sometimes take on empathically the energy of others. You're kind of like that sponge, you know, that takes things in. And so as an empath, it is most important to bring in more and more white light from the heart of God. You know, just see it as a big column of white light pouring down through the top of your head and filling you up, and energetically paying attention to whether you're feeling depleted or drained or energized. Just having that self-awareness, you can be more in command of it. So calling forth more healing energy, more light from the angels. To help with that, there's actually a Chinese practice called Qigong. We believe it is Q-I-G-O-N-G. And this is a practice of bringing more qi or more life force into the body. And something like that would actually be very, very good for you. We also feel that, nutritively speaking, there is available these so-called superfoods that are perhaps concentrations of blue-green algae and spirulina and those more intense green natural foods that can nourish the cells of the body at a very deep level. We feel that the taking in on a regular basis, even 2-3 times a day, of these super greens would be very beneficial, along with drinking more water, so that the body is hydrated properly, along with some good electrolytes to keep the body's fluid and electrical systems working optimally. We also feel that there is, or shall we say, a pressure that you're feeling upon you, and this is an energy of stress that feels external and internal. So therefore, within yourself, try not to be so hard upon yourself. Try to recognize when you need to just let go of something and trust more or surrender it to the universe. Also, there is a lot going on with you, isn't there?
Yes.
We don't want to take all the time, but we feel that, Tamara, for you, self-love, very, very important to love, honor, cherish the self, have a deep compassion for self. And when the body needs to rest, you rest that body. When the body wants to walk, you walk the body. And try to see the body as your own beloved child, and love and nurture the self at the deepest levels that you possibly can, and to let go of the hurts of the past. So there's benefit in working with an energy healer, perhaps, and also paying very close attention to what the body is asking of you, and do your best to fulfill that. But your body is wanting more vegetables, more water, and if you take good care, things can improve. We do feel that.
Okay, thank
we
you
so
much.
We hope that's helpful, Tamara.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
the
Tamara.
Energy healing that's... work would be good for you, indeed.
Okay.
All right, darling. Thank you very much. Let's go to
blessings to
Mary.
You, Tamara. We will pray for your healing as well. We feel that you're healing multiple lifetimes of issues, so that's why it can seem quite intense, being on a spiritual path and being ready on a soul level, ready and willing to go to that next level. Sometimes a soul will take on the healing and clearing of all the lifetimes.
That's kind of what it feels like, that my body is having trouble keeping up with the level of the lessons and the healing and the moving things through.
Yes, and that's why you need some downtime to just clear, release, process, and come back into homeostasis. But to help with that, spend time with nature. Okay. That's going to be very, very, very healing for you. Also, spend time in water, so baths.
Yes.
Sea salt, swimming, yes. Being in water is very, very healing for you.
Right.
But you've got to connect to the natural elements of the earth to ground and balance you. That's very, very important.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Tamara. Let's go to Mariana calling from Greece. Mariana, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it a lot. Can I ask a question? Do you need something from me?
Yeah, sure, go. If you have a question, yeah. If not, just your...
Yes, Mariana. Hello, dear one.
Hi. Two questions. One
question.
Am I meant... What?
We'll lump them all together and we'll do our best.
Oh, okay.
Okay, then one question it is. That's fine. Does my father have a message for me?
And what is his name so we can call out to him?
Christos.
Oh, we feel a great strength with him. He's on the other side, yes? Yes?
Yes.
Well, he seems very content on the other side. He sends his love to you. He doesn't want you to worry so much. And he is saying that he does talk to you, he does visit with you, and that you can trust that you are hearing his voice, that you are sensing his presence. You do feel him, yes? Yes? Well,
not yet, no.
Well, we feel that he's coming to you quite often, and he is talking to you. So this may show up as he just pops into your head out of the blue, or something arises that reminds you of him. But it's important to know that the relationship is continuing, that he is there as a guardian spirit for you, that he loves you very, very much, and that he just doesn't want you to grieve him any longer, to know that he is in a high heavenly realm and that he has found peace. He wants there to be more peace in the family as well. He's picking up on that, what's going on with everyone, and he's just wishing there'd be more peace, more love, more harmony.
Wow, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Just know that he is there, and he's keeping an eye on everyone. Nothing really escapes him. And, you know, as he was a very devoted family man who loved his family with all his heart, he still does, and he's still very present. with your mother a lot, and with your, you have siblings, yes?
Yes.
Yes, he visits everyone, the grandchildren. He's there. He's very present. So it's wise to include him in the family meals or the big family events, you know, at weddings or christenings, and just welcome Papa in, you know, and just acknowledge his spirit's presence. He would like that very much because he's very much there.
Wow.
He sends his love.
Thank
as
you
do
so
we.
Much.
You're welcome, dear one. Be at peace.
Thank you,
be
Mara.
At peace. Let go of the
Indeed.
Struggle. Let go of the stress. Just be at peace. Mm. All right?
Mm.
All
right,
let's
move on real quick. Let's go to, let's see. What happened here? Oh, okay, let's go to Donna from San Diego. She got a question. Donna, you're live.
Yes, hello, Donna.
Nope, let's try that again. She's still, I don't know what's going on today. Yep. Okay, hold on one. Okay, here we go. Donna's here.
Okay, hi.
Hello, Donna. Greetings.
Hello. Yeah, I just now realized that you can contact people from the other side, and I wanted to find out if my dad had any messages for me. His name is
All
Al.
All right, and what is his name?
Alan, but he went by Al.
Al. Yes, we feel him. What a delightful soul he is. As we connect with his spirit, he has a big heart, and he was, we feel, a very loving man. And we feel that he was also very giving, very much the give the shirt off his back kind of guy. And we feel his great lightness. He has this sense of humor about him. And we feel that he is very relieved, actually, to be on the other side. He feels that he had some challenges there in the physical, and when it was time to go, he felt ready to go. So we feel this sense of lightness and freedom in his light body that he is enjoying very much. And of course, he still loves you and your mother and the whole family so very much. He is, he seems to, again, just have this delightful humor about him. Did he have a really good sense of humor in his life?
I didn't really know him that well, but he died when I was really young, so.
Yes. Well, yeah. He seems to be in a very good place of this light, positive energy, and we feel that he's always been there for you as a spirit guide, and that he is he's not just at peace on the other side, he's very, very happy on the other side. He might just stay there for a very long time.
Oh, okay. No messages,
well, let's see if he has any thing more specific for you. One moment.
Okay.
Pardon. He's wanting you to have that lighter sense of good humoredness in your own life. There is a serious side to you, but yet there is inside of you this desire to connect with that lighter, more humorous side of life. And we feel that he's conveying this energy today so strongly because he feels that, quite frankly, that you can lighten up a little bit more, yes?
Yeah, I guess I could. Okay, I'll work on that. Okay, I'll work on that. Thank you very much.
And just know, dear one, that you know, you, of course, have some stress and challenges in life, but there is a powerful time of awakening for you where these aha moments are coming for you, where suddenly it becomes all clear and you just get the lesson. You understand what you're meant to learn from each particular struggle or life lesson. And that integration of the aha and the wisdom frees you of it. And we feel that having that ability to see the humor in life can shift the energy sometimes, where you're not taking it all so seriously, and you can just shift your entire perspective to be lighter and coping with things much more easily.
Oh, okay. That's good advice.
So that's the essence of that good humoredness. It's like a new coping mechanism for you. To be able to laugh at yourself it changes and shifts the energy in a profound way.
Okay,
great. Don't take yourself so seriously, all right?
Okay. I will. I'll try. I will work on that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, dear one. Our love and blessings to you.
Thank you. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, we want to take a quick break. Actually, no, I'm good now. We want to take a quick break, and maybe we can have Tara back. And we've got some other callers, but we may not be able to get through all of it. So we just want to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening
We will let Tara come back to our body, but we want to say, Adi, we very much appreciate connecting with you, and we are grateful for the opportunity to serve others through your wonderful program.
Actually, Juan, before you go, I guess we're going to do some earthly thing with Spirit Guides, because here's what I want to do. We want to extend the show so we can get to more callers. But I don't know if you can ask Tara if you can stay a little longer. This is kind of funny. Because we wanted to ask her. That's why we were taking a break. We still got a couple of people on. We just wanted to know if Tara can stay a little longer.
Oh, yes,
do you think
yes.
that's possible? She can? Okay,
there
great. All right, we won't take a break then. We were going to take a break so we can ask her. But we don't want you
all
to go
right.
yet.
Yes, fine.
All right, so let's move on then. Oh, that's funny to me anyway. Let's go to Antoine Wallace. How are you doing, my brother?
Greetings, brother. How are you? Happy New Year to you and
the
family.
Are you on the speakerphone? Your phone is kind of muffled a bit, but I don't know if you can adjust.
Oh, I'm actually on Skype. I'm wondering if that's the problem.
Okay, this is better now. This is better. I don't know what you did, but it sounds better. So go ahead with your
question.
Yes, hello, Antoine, yes?
Greetings to you.
Thank you, dear one, welcome.
Yes.
We love you already. So how can we help you?
I was born January the 9th. I want to know if my business is going in the right direction, or should I be focusing my business on my life's purpose?
Well, it's both, because through your business, you are fulfilling your life's purpose, but your life's purpose is manifold. Your life's purpose is about offering your love, your kindness, your compassion, and your wisdom to others, and that can take many, many forms. And so no matter the nature of the business, you are always delightfully yourself, bringing your integrity and your wisdom to the table. And people appreciate that about you. They feel the goodness, they feel the truth and the honesty within you, and they trust you. And so any business vehicle will serve you well because you do bring that high level of truth and integrity to the table. But your life purposes do expand beyond the scope of the business you speak of and does involve expansion into the healing and spiritual arts in a greater way. And this will come with time, but it's continuing to trust in yourself, trust in your own creative talents and abilities, to trust in your own sense of internal guidance. There are projects within you that want to be burst into the world, and some have already been started but need to come into a greater sense of completion. And we only want to encourage you to just go for it, that it's not this or that, it's all of it. And you can, of course, over time phase out of one set of work practices to another, but you have multiple talents and abilities, and we see you utilizing them to create multiple streams of income, as well as being in service to people in a multitude of ways. Help, or can we be more specific?
Absolutely powerful. I it's confirming, actually, because I've had a loss in the family. Well, my girlfriend, her son died over the holidays, and she had to go back to Jamaica. And I've had a lot of time by myself. And I, in that time, I've been thinking over things, and you just confirmed everything.
Good, good. Well, we're glad it resonated with you, and our deep condolences to you and your girlfriend. Her son is an angel, and it is important that she find comfort in communicating with his spirit, and
yes.
To know that he is at peace, he is in a high heavenly realm, and that he does have an angel soul that will go on to be a guardian angel to the family through all time. And pardon?
I'm sorry, but I sensed that, and I told her that. I said he's left at this time to be there for the family and to bring the family together. I sensed that. Thank you very much. Another confirmation. My gosh.
You're welcome. Yes, it's important to know this as truth, because it is the truth, and we're glad that you did tell her that, but you can now tell her that you've gotten outside verification of this. But he is an inside, how shall we say, he's in the higher realms, clearly, to give love and guidance to the family. It was
good.
All contracted before the life, before he was even born.
I knew
so,
that. Oh, my gosh.
She needs to understand that he had a mission here. He completed the mission in the physical body.
Yes.
The majority of his mission is on the other side.
Wow.
And she
Thank
will come
so
into
much.
A greater healing and acceptance with time, but she's going to
yes.
need a good, you know, 6 months or more of just grieving the loss. You know, she's so
yeah.
emotionally attached to her baby, of course, and losing
because
a child
was the one.
Is the worst.
He
yes.
was the one in this time of loss that would have been there for her. He has a beautiful spirit. He would have been the one in her time of grief to be there for her. She said that numerous times, and she feels at a loss that he's not there to comfort her in the loss of him, well, physically. And
but he
I'm
is. He is there.
To
and that's why
him.
She
yes.
has to turn to his spirit, and she
yes.
has to go within and feel his presence and feel and talk to him constantly and just feel that he is there with her. And he will
yes.
give her direct confirmations. He will give her signs. He will give her as many signs as she needs. So so it's all right for her to just keep asking for signs. He will keep giving them until she realizes that his soul is there for her. They have a very strong soulmate connection. And
they do.
This loss is tremendous for her. So we
yes.
will pray for her and for her comfort and her healing. But your role is to hold that space of love and compassion for her and to be the voice of truth. So our love to you and to her, and, of course, her son sends his love as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
Thank
Antoine.
You so much.
Our blessings to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Juan. We're going to take one last caller, and you're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Juan, I've been hosting shows now since 2004, and this is the first time that I've actually had a channel who actually channeled the non-physical being. So it's sort of different for me today. And it's an exciting experience, but a part of me is like, oh, my God, this is different. What do I do? But I'm grateful that you're here and helping people connect with themselves and really tapping into the love that already is.
You're welcome, Adi. It is our pleasure. We love being in service because it fulfills our purpose to know that sharing our love and our insights, you know, that perhaps we can bring some peace and comfort and healing to all.
Yes.
And many of our messages all of our messages are really for everyone, you know, that
yes.
Each one who is listening may find their own answer within someone else's message, you know?
Let's take one last caller, and this is Celine from New York. She's good. Celine, what's your question?
Hi.
Yes, hello, yes. Celine. Greetings.
Hi, Tara. Hi, Addie. Yes, my question is about relocating. Do you see a change of residence for me?
And where are you now?
In New York. I'm in New York City.
All right. Let us take a look at your path. We feel not yet, but this year there will be... we're seeing a series of changes, a series of events that kind of build up towards this relocation. And part of the process is in fine-tuning what you really want. There is a deeper time of introspection we would recommend over these next 3 months to really be going within and feeling the truth of what you want and what would bring you more joy and what you need to let go of. And then the springtime feels like a stronger time of new beginnings and fresh new energy that may create that insight and that clear sense of knowing that, yes, this is what I want, this is where I'm going, and this is what I'm going to create. So use these next few months to sift and sort through the life and really let go of what no longer serves and come into that greater self-awareness where you know with certainty, this is who I am, this is how I need to express my purpose in the world, this is what brings me joy, this is what I want, and this is where I want to live. And until you have that level of clarity, we feel that... you'll more than likely stay where you are in the sense of comfort and familiarity until that strength and that power within you says, yes, now is the time and this is the place. We hope that's helpful.
Yes, but I was just going to say, do you see anything temporarily and locally? Because there was an incident here in my family, so this is what's prompted me to leave. Do you see me connecting with someone that's going to, you know, just help me out temporarily?
We do feel that you can definitely find another residence locally to be kind of an interim place for you. We are feeling a bigger move for you later in the year, but if you're needing someplace else in the interim, then just go for it. You know, then it's not so much about the place being in alignment with a greater plan. These are just sort of living arrangements you're taking care of right now. But we feel that there is a bigger plan here where there are new opportunities. So if you're looking for something just as the interim, then, yes, talk to your friends and network it and even talk to some community service organizations that may lend some assistance. And things will fall into place for you. But in the interim, you have to have healthy boundaries in place with the family.
and be able to separate out their stuff from your stuff and be in that healthy, detached place so that that it not overwhelm you and not let them have any power over you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, a whole lot.
Yeah, so...
All right, Celine.
Okay.
All right, well, our love and blessings to you. Just feel good about yourself. Take care of yourself. And trust that they'll work their own problems out, but they don't have to bring you down.
Right. Yes, you're right on point. Okay. Thank you so
thank
much.
You, thank
I'll
you,
be
Celeste.
In touch.
All Celine.
Right. Our love and blessings to you, dear one.
Thank you, Addie.
Yeah,
thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
One, thank you. Thank you so much and for all the wisdom. I have 1,001 questions to ask you, but because we're on this physical plane, we don't have enough time. But we just have to bring
all
Tara
right,
back.
All right, dear one. Well, perhaps we can speak again another time. Shall
oh,
we
definitely.
Let Tara return to her body now?
Yes, please. Can we have Tara back? Thank you. Thank you for your wisdom, for your love.
All right. You are most welcome, dear one. We send our deepest love and blessings to all of you through all time and space. We are
thank
one. Good day.
Good day. And while Tara's coming back, she's going to be just,
hello.
Tara, welcome back.
This is Tara.
I hope you don't have an appointment. I hope you want to say, come on, Juan, I got another appointment.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
That was kind of unusual for me because I was like, oh, gosh, we didn't talk about it. Maybe we extended the show, and I didn't know if you had an appointment. One said it was okay, so I said, I go with the one. One said
yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, they're
said
always
it's fine.
Right.
The one is always right. Oh,
they are.
God.
They're yeah, pretty much.
Good Lord, yeah. I mean, we've just had so amazing guests lately that we'll bring them on and we'll just, like, want to bring them right back. We got to bring you back because I still have questions. I always do anyway. That never stops. But anything you want to add before you go? But before you go, we got a gift from you, from Celeste Morgan. But before I bring Celeste on, no, let's do it this way. Let's do it this way. Let me bring Celeste on, who is she does a segment called Celestial Moments with Celeste Morgan. We usually do it at 1 p.m. our time, Eastern Standard Time. But because one was around, we just yielded to the one. So, Celeste, sorry for keeping you much longer than anticipated, but...
Hello, Tara. Oh, no, please don't apologize to me. I had an experience with one through the phone. Tara, hello.
Good.
Let me do this quick. This is actually a gift for everybody. And, Tara, this is so for you, too. But, Mariana, I made you a promise that if I sell anything, I will let you know. So you listen carefully in grief. I hope you're still on the line. Okay, so here it goes because we don't have a lot of time, but my message has completely shifted, and I just want to thank Juan because I was hearing things while Juan was speaking. And what I heard was it's a game that I'm playing. The number that's running today, people, that's usually my gift, is the number. I'm excited because there's other things that's moving at the same time. I'm trying to stay professional because if I were with my friends, they'd be, woo! Okay, so... If we left our bodies today, we would all turn into butterflies. Now, that's a game that I've been playing called an exit line, which is taking the energy of the day and just wondering, well, okay, Celeste, if you die today, let me not hesitate for the word die because energy doesn't die. If you die today, what animal would you turn into? Well, if I die today, the animal that I would turn into is the butterfly. Now, that's big for me because that's my mother's exit line number when she transitioned. And so I noticed all the time that I would just see butterflies. Now, I was noticing butterflies before I caught that 9 was running when my mom turned into an angel. So here's the connection for all of us right now. 9 is also connected to the crone. And Tara has given us an amazing gift because through years of study, through silence, through self-love, I can't even imagine the whole journey that she's walked, we are watching the manifestation of someone who has really done their work. And I honor
thank
her,
you.
And I honor her being a channel. And my gift to her and to all of us, because I know she believes that we can all download heaven on earth, is to give her the blessing of the crone. Oh, beautiful Tara. The crone.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The crone stands at the crossroads. She aligns herself with inner wisdom through solitude and trust. She needs simplicity or quiet to make a truthful choice. The crone's inner teacher or deep knowledge is used for guidance, and one also gave me to remember that it's not just about retreating. It's about also running out into the community and sharing your light with your own truth, with authenticity, which keeps showing up every time on this show. And I'm going to end right there and just say thank you so much for being a blessing. And I love one.
Oh, thank you. And it's my honor. So
yeah, oh, I love you too, Sarah.
I'm very blessed to do what I do. And thank you so much, Celeste. I appreciate that.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Celeste.
You're welcome. Thank you for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Celeste is normally here at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every day, sharing you the gift of the day, how you can apply it in your life. So she'll be back tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern, and unless one shows up unexpectedly, then one runs the thing. But all is well. Tara, I thank you so much. It was a shift for me. I didn't know we were going to go this route, and it's not even though I'm actually excited. I'm just feeling like, gosh, if I knew, I would remember. I would say all my questions because I had so many. But
Right. If I could just add something, I am gifting a couple copies of my guided meditation CD called Awakening the Higher Self, and I would really like one of them to go to Antoine, the one whose girlfriend lost her son. And I don't know if we can get his address, but I would love to send him one. Then I'll let you pick who gets the other one. But if anyone would like to experience my guided meditation CD to connect with the angelic realms, it's available on Amazon.com, and it's called Awakening the Higher Self.
Awakening the Higher Self. So you can be a vessel for unconditional love. We need more of that. We need people to be reminded who we really are. So, we're going to decide who the next person is between Betty and I. And anything else you want to add before we release you?
Well, I just feel honored to be part of the show today. And it's funny because I've been thinking about doing more radio. So, this showed up at the right and perfect time. And I just am in gratitude for the experience and to be able to serve. And I'm available for private sessions. My website, as you mentioned, is angelchannel.com. And I always welcome to hear from people. So thank you again for this wonderful opportunity.
You're very welcome. And you are definitely coming back sooner than later. You're definitely coming back. We'll email you and work out some time, a date, and then you'll be back here. Thank you. Thank you, Tara. It's been it's just been an honor. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That's you're welcome, thank Eddie. You. And and thank you. You're a beautiful soul, and I've enjoyed working with you today.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you. Ah, life is good, it's getting better. And Tara said something in the beginning, and I'm paraphrasing here. She said, well, I do what I'm here to do. She's still alive. I'm going to ask her, and the universe takes care of itself. Tara, what's the thing you said? I don't know if you remember, because I know you were in the moment when you said it. But you said you're doing what you love, and the universe takes care of itself, of the rest. Is that what you said? That's the kind of thing I'm feeling.
Yes, it's when you do what you love, the universe takes care of you, and the universe provides all that you need.
Mm-hmm.
And,
exactly.
You know, we all have that ability to tap into that prevalent fear within the collective consciousness of fear of lack and the poverty consciousness. And, you know, I've been there myself. And yet when I just keep surrendering it to the universe and ask to be of service in the highest way, then clients appear, and somehow all the bills get paid. And it's kind of like this miracle every month that happens for me. And I just sit, and I'm in deep gratitude for it. But it's part of the mystery of the workings of the universe, and we really just have to love and trust that the universe will provide.
love and trust. Thank you. Thank you once again, Tara. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, listeners, thank you, thank you. Know that you can listen to the show again. You can download it. If you didn't call in because you convinced yourself you were shy, I'm sure you got your message if you wanted to, but somehow you couldn't listen to the message again. As one said, the message for all of us, we're one with the one. We're one with one. There is no separation. And if you listen differently with your inner ear, you will hear your message. Not much to say, really. Other than life is good, it's getting better. We'll be back here tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. We have Ambika. We're talking about the chakra systems. Let's see. We're going to release the show with Karen Drucker. And I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. I'll see you tomorrow. Be loved. Be true to yourself and be loved. This is Karen Drucker, Gifts of the Goddess, delivered through Tara Sonora. AngelChannel.com. KarenDrucker.com is Karen's website. KarenDrucker.com. Tara's is AngelChannel.com. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings. Are you ready?
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.